Yeah, brother. Joda back. It's bomb pod time. Now, I'm going to come in fucking hot. That's the reason why I'm here. Yeah, a lot of people didn't like 2023 for themselves. Cool. Wasn't my best. Wasn't my favorite. However, I'm lit as fuck right now. I'm super excited for 2024. I'm super excited for every possibility that I can make out of my own hands. So that's the one thing I've learned, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, look. I turned 35 this year, and my external body said, you're this old, while my internal body was just like, the fuck are you talking about? I don't feel that way. I may have more responsibility, more bills, surgeries, etc. However, my mind is just like, I want shiny shit, and I don't like that I have to have a job to get it. I think most people can relate with that silently. I'm here to say that out fucking loud. So, once I realized that I would not make it to this mind through this life like that at 40, 50, 60, I was just like, well, you're going to have to die. like the version of me, right? Like, relax, you guys are all pussies. Anyways, so I came to that realization. Now, there's people who led me to that by little tiny actions that, quite frankly, I'm not going to get into here right now, but they were integral to allowing me to get to this place. Those people know who they are, and if you think it's you, then it's probably not, because they know exactly who they are. They have been helping me along this way to reprogram myself, reprogram my perspective, and the things that are actually important to me. Now, that does not mean I'm a completely different person. I feel like a 2.0, like a specific like energy in the air in my life that I have not had for the fucking longest. I think I allowed the mundaneness of my life's existence to weigh me down. And here's the thing. I wouldn't consider my shit boring, right? I've had fun. I've traveled. I have shit that I've always wanted to buy since I was a fucking child. So I'm in a first world country. I'm in Miami. So, like, ignore this, like, despair, right? I think it's perpetuated through this culture of this in general. And I think that's one of the bigger problems. So as I went through this, I moved. I kind of put myself in that perspective, and I think a lot of things aligned for myself that allowed me to realize it's time to die. You need to kill off that old version of yourself. I know when that old version of myself started. It probably started around 23 years old, and I got my first real taste of money. And I'd never forget. I was in a group chat of the job that I had. I was getting paid way too much for my age. And I decided to say something along the lines of, I don't reply because I'm not working. Well, when you're making 80K, they don't like that fucking answer. So I shit the bed on that relationship with that job. And I learned quickly that no one gives a fuck about what I actually care for. So I, through the years, dumbed myself down to suit these fucking plebs who, A, I don't really fuck with, B, their approval is minimal just in an ends to justify my means, and C, worst of all, these people have left these interactions thinking that A, I give a fuck about them, or B, they think they're better than me, and that's probably the worst. So throughout this, I have learned in this process from 23 and up to dumb my star down for these fuckers. And I could, this would be my friends' girlfriends, people at work, my friends in general. Because before that, I was just running around reckless being whoever the fuck I wanted to be. I was young. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't have to fit in to fucking anything. I was just like, ah, energy. I like metal, blah, 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 blah. No one gave a fuck. It wasn't until that age that there was a amount of fucks to give. And I really didn't like that. So I had to turn myself down. And when I remember being in my band, Demigod, I remember that also coming in. And I had to turn myself down for the sake of others. I'm a fucking megalomaniac. And these guys are just like, I will do everything slow or how other things are in life. Not my frame of mind. So I had to dumb down to that. Basically not being my best fucking self. And then this continued. And I got a job at a company that I've always wanted to work for. It was my dream fucking job. It's what I always wanted to be in. And they sell you the premise of be your fucking self. Be you. Be the best you. A lie again. Didn't fucking work. It didn't. They want you to be you and I'm old. That fits them. Again, ignorance of my age. I was young. Corporate. You don't realize the layers of that until you're in it. Later, I got more jobs and I kept just dropping myself down, like dulling a knife is what I kept fucking doing. Dulling, right? And then 2020 hit, girl left, dad died, lost a job, and you're just like, this is worse. This fucking sucks. How do I get the fuck out of this quicksand? It just feels like I don't have a single opportunity to move upwards, but I have to have this smile on like everything is perfect. Yeah, fuck that. So as I continue through that and continuously to dull my knife in 21, 22, I think at this year I hit the fucking breaking point. The point of why am I doing this? For what? For what intent? What do I gain out of this? What am I willing to lose? What am I scared to lose? Am I going to lose something I actually like anyways? You start to ponder those thoughts. You start to do that. And so around the beginning of the year, the internal self-combustion began. I just was behaving like a piece of shit, doing piece of shit things, basically not having any fear of consequences, but in the way that shit doesn't matter anymore, I don't have consequences. Not like I'm building the next thing, no consequences. So I had my polarities fucked up because I should be living with I'm confident all the fucking time. I should not be living with that in that polarity. Bad idea, won't do that anymore. Plus, as the older you get, I realize the things you can afford with your time and your efforts become very, very selective, right? Point of giving this update is because I don't know who the fuck's going to listen to this, number one. Number two, I stopped doing podcasts because everybody started doing it as a means to content. And I always did this as a means to vent, as a means to learn people around my life, as a means to get common ground with people that maybe I didn't have something so common with. That was the point of the bomb pod, because I love people. Anyways, tangent aside, so I took a break from that. I had really no angle. Now we get to 2023. And I fucking hate everything. Hate everything I'm doing around everybody and everything. And it's just negative. I couldn't get out of the fucking mindset thinking that I was just doomed. And like, it's not like I didn't have the resources to. It's not like I didn't have the ability to. I just didn't see it as a feasible thing. Just today, I was talking to one of my friends, and there's vocabulary words that I just don't ever use. I don't use the word expensive. I don't use the word try. And lately, I now don't use the word nice. I use the word kind. And once I learned about that, that started to open the gates of understanding what effort you really put into this world and in how you do things. See, I was being nice. And that's not good. Nice guys finish last in everything. But most people don't realize how they're being nice. They think it's a gesture. They think it's like, oh, I'll let you have this. Or, oh, please, go through that door. You're so nice. Niceness is subduing your own interests and efforts and literally putting yourself on the back end for nothing, right? Kindness is doing something genuinely from your heart to benefit others. So I started to rewire. I started to rethink. I started a lot. Now, I went through a lot of thinking to understand that if this, I need just to flip perspectives on everything. And the rewiring of that has been fucking difficult. And it happened one day being in traffic, and I told myself, I get to be in traffic. Because think about it. No one likes it. But think about how blessed you get to be in traffic. You're in a box that's probably nice. You're playing your favorite songs. You know, I love being in my car by myself. I think it's like therapy, to be honest with y'all. I don't know if you don't like that. But that car ride to work for half hour or an hour, whatever the case, could be very therapeutic. Or you can live in constant dread. I reframed my job. I could either have this or this or this done, or I could basically try to make everybody my friend because I'm genuinely kind and I want that. Just flipping the perspectives is what I've done. I have decided to flip those changes and do that in a way where it was important to me, selfish to me. So I am being kind because I feel selfish because it makes me feel good to be kind. That has made a lot of things better. The concept of gratitude, forgiveness, and understanding that I can move forward has been a blessing. I don't know how else to describe it. I didn't live that way. I have never lived a life where I could legit feel empathy for anything because I felt like the world was fucking me all the time. Maybe not directly, but indirectly for certain things. And I decided to forgive myself for those things because it's not my fault. You do what you can with what you know at the time. And that's for fucking everybody. Even if you do have the roadmap, your road isn't the same. I will have my stepdad tell me, man, we fucked your generation. Like, he bought a house with almost nothing, working a Mickey D's job and coming from the military. And most people my age would have to put substantial money down that they don't already have. Sucks. Anywho, the point of this is just to say that I'm just thankful for everybody I have in my life and I choose to have in my life. If I have you in my life and you hear from me, I'm extending kindness to you because I'm grateful that you're here. And I love you in one way or another. I don't have time for war with people. I don't have time to ever not be my true self. And if that repels somebody away from me, good fucking riddance. I have no reason to turn down my shine ever again. Because what I've realized is they're going to fucking hate you anyways. So I'd rather you hate me hard for glowing so much than like in a way where it's just like, you know, not loud. I'd rather you hate me loudly. I'd rather you dislike me to my face, and I will be kind because I love everything and everybody. Age does add a sort of perspective, and I'm happy to be here. I can't complain. Things are only going to get tougher, but that's life, brother. What are you going to do about it? You have to live up to the challenge and overcome. Now, I would love to do more podcasts with more friends and more people. Who knows? Honestly, the wavelength that I'm on, I don't know if I really want to, but I'm open for it, right? If anyone hears this and you want to talk, I'm very about it. I think I've gone long enough. This has been a great 2023. I hope you enjoy your new year and take this as my new year message to 2024 is the year that's coming up. Your New Year's resolution should only be you 100% and fuck what everybody else thinks about what that means. Be fucking you loudly, proudly, and throw those bigger fingers up in the air for anybody who doesn't like it. Because you know what? They're gonna die. So fuck them.